Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 12th. Happy Resurrection Day. We're in Deuteronomy today because our sermon series is taking us through the book of Deuteronomy. Today, Mark Rector will be teaching us from God's Word. I can't wait to hear what Mark has to say about this passage. I hope you'll be able to join us at 9 or 11 a.m. The sermon text is Deuteronomy 9, 4, and 5, but I'm going to back up and start in verse 1. A warning against self-righteousness. Listen, Israel, today you're about to cross the Jordan and enter and drive out nations stronger and greater than you, with large cities fortified to the heavens. The people are strong and tall, the descendants of the Anakim. You know about them, and you have heard it said about them, who can stand up to the sons of Anak? But understand that today the Lord your God will cross over ahead of you as a consuming fire. He will devastate and subdue them before you. You will drive them out and destroy them swiftly, as the Lord has told you. When the Lord your God drives them out before you, do not say to yourself, "The Lord brought me in to take possession of this land because of my righteousness." Instead, the Lord will drive out these nations before you because of their wickedness. You are not going to take possession of their land for your righteousness or your integrity. Instead, the Lord your God will drive out these nations before you because of their wickedness, in order to fulfill the promise he swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As I read this passage, I thought about this question: when has God given me victory? And was that victory because of my righteousness or because of God's mercy? I have to answer that it was His mercy, His compassion and forgiveness and kindness and forbearance. Oh, where would we be if we were left to our own devices and we were allowed to suffer all the ill consequences of our sin? Listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Lord, thank you for the reminder today in your word that it's not our righteousness that gives us the gifts that you have provided or leads us into victory. It is by your grace that we are saved. And today, when we approach your throne, we do so with boldness, not because we're righteous, but we're robed in the very righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Merciful One. Now let's turn on over to the Psalms. Yay! We're back to the Psalms today. As you know, I'm going to say, I commend to you the Bible Project video on the Psalms. It is excellent. It reminds us that the Psalms is made up of 150 poems and prayers, and that David wrote some 73 of them, but there are many different authors and there's different themes throughout the Psalms. This book of Psalms was intentionally designed, five books ending with a climactic five Psalms that all teach us to praise the Lord. Each of the books of the Psalms ends with something like this: "May the Lord God of Israel be blessed." We'll end our prayer today with those very words. Psalms 1 and 2 set up the book of the Psalms. Psalm 1 teaches us that the person is blessed who meditates on God's word and obeys it. And then Psalm 2 speaks of this messianic king that we long for, our Lord Jesus. The Psalms are a lifeline for us, and they help us to learn how to pray to the Lord. And so with that, would you repeat after me, Psalm 1 in the Christian Standard Bible. How happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside flowing streams that bears its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand up in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word together. Lord, we do thank you for this Resurrection Sunday, where we focus our attention again on our risen Lord. We thank you for his righteousness, which has led us out of the land of slavery, conquering and victorious in this life and especially in the life to come. As we enter into the daily practice of reading the Psalms together, may they be a lifeline for us. May we learn to pray through all of our emotions, and may we remember that you reign triumphantly. May the Lord God of Israel be blessed forever and ever. Say it with me. May the Lord God of Israel be blessed forever and ever. Amen.